You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has authorized Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for use in adolescents ages 12 to 15. That makes millions more people eligible to be vaccinated, and it could be the key to blunting transmission in New York City. Joining us to discuss what that means is Professor Donna Hallis. She's the director of the Pediatric Nurse Practitioner Program at NYU's Rory Myers College of Nursing. Hey, Professor, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
The Pfizer vaccine has been in use since December, and millions of people in our region across the country have gotten it at this point. Currently, anybody 16 years and older can take it. But since the start of the pandemic, doesn't it seem like the majority of younger kids have not gotten seriously ill from COVID? And if that is still the case, why vaccinate them?
I think the vaccination of teens 12 to 15 will be a game changer. Mm-hmm. We've been told that these kids are probably the spreaders. So they have contracted it but don't have symptoms but spread it to others. But some children have gotten very seriously ill. They've gotten the MIS-C syndrome, and they have the long-term cardiac effects of that. Hopefully their heart will recover. They're young, but we don't know. And this is why the vaccine is so important. It will prevent children from getting the seriously ill, hospitalized, or even die from the disease. Plus, it's going to allow these kids to go back to school, play sports, do their instruments, be with their friends, and also to continuously reduce the spread of COVID-19.
This morning, Mayor de Blasio was very optimistic about the city's ability to vaccinate kids once they're eligible.
We want to immediately get to work vaccinating young people who now can get the vaccine. We'll use all the existing centers that have the right vaccine, for sure, including on a walk-in basis. We're going to constantly look for the right ways to do things.
City Health Commissioner Dave Choksi said the plans would include pediatricians and that the Education Department will be helping to get the word out to both parents and students. Of course, there aren't too many details yet about that, but do you think that is the right track to take?
Yeah, I think pediatricians, pediatric nurse practitioners, we get the kids like when they're babies, we get to know their parents. These age children usually come in once a year for a physical, so they trust their providers. And that's an important piece here for the kids to come in, know the surroundings, know the provider, be able to ask questions. 12 to 15 year olds are going to ask questions as well as their parents to have them answered. I believe, though, you know, pharmacies will also play a role because they can vaccinate kids at that age as well.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said today that both CUNY and SUNY students would be required to get a COVID vaccine before going back to campus in the fall. Do you think that we could see something similar for middle and high school students now that they're eligible?
It's probably a little easier right now just because they're older, they're 18, they've already started vaccinations for them. Whether the school system for 12 to 15 year olds will be able to say they have to return with it will depend on what those school boards say. Like right now, every school system has to have a vaccination strategy in place. So kids have to go to school with X number of vaccines. Whether they can do that for September might also depend upon whether or not the FDA gives final approval, not just emergency use authorization. That might take a little bit longer for the current vaccine that anyone 16 and over is getting.
What are the challenges of vaccinating younger teens that we haven't run into vaccinating older teens or adults?
So basically, it's the parents making the decisions for their children, especially in this age. So anyone under 18 has to have parental consent. So the challenge is, did the parent get the vaccine? And does the parent want their children to get the vaccine? And that's why I think going to pediatricians' offices, PNP offices, and talking with the people they trust will help parents make the good decision to vaccinate their adolescents.
Professor Donna Hallis is the director of the Pediatric Nurse Practitioner Program at NYU's Rory Myers College of Nursing. Professor, thanks so much for giving us an update.
Okay, thank you.